The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of The News Show. It is the 8th of August, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening over the past couple of days. Well, we got it for you right now, and it's coming your way, as it always does, in about 5 minutes. Well, just like Samsung did with its Galaxy S10 5G, well, here comes the Note 10 Plus in 5G. Yes, it's officially been unveiled for the U.S. market to start with, particularly on Verizon. Yeah, that's where you can only get it, at least temporarily. And those of you wondering, the Note 10 Plus 5G, yeah, comes in the same colors as the Note 10S. But aside from the 5G networking technology, that's it. There's no hardware advantages whatsoever. Now, like I said, it's going to be unveiled in the U.S. first, though Samsung is promising international availability soon. But if you really want it now, you got to get your butt to the U.S. and cough up the money. The 256-gigabyte model? That's going to set you back about $1,300. Or if you wanted to spend $100 more for a half a terabyte, that sets you back about $1,400. Of course, you can get those on contract if you're in the U.S. Apple's done a little rebranding yesterday. Remember the Mastered for iTunes? Well, that's changed now. They're now calling it Apple Digital Masters. Now, obviously, the main reason for this is because iTunes is pretty much dead. Another reason for this could be that maybe, just possibly, lossless streaming is coming to Apple Music? Yeah. There has been speculation about it on and off for many years now. Though we must remember, Mastered for iTunes, never about bitrate. It was just all about being that sound more tailored to its platform. Another thing Apple is doing is taking its Apple Digital Masters and putting them all together. Meaning if you're looking for something in the utmost quality on Apple Music right now, well, that's what you need to go for. According to Apple, about 75% of the top 100 in the US and 71% of the top 100 globally are already Apple Digital Masters, with it ever expanding. We'll just have to wait and see if Apple takes this a push further for a little bit better sound quality. Then again, they might wait on Spotify's move for this too. It's not like Tidal right now is drawing in a whole bunch of subscribers, are they? Oh boy, yet another place that's sharing our data and we didn't know about it. Let's roll out the Rolodex and see who it is this time. Oh, it's Twitter. Yes, according to the company yesterday, they may have shared some data and didn't have permission to do it with advertisers. Oh, and on top of that, they may have also made assumptions about the device that you use, again, without your permission. This was all laid out in a big old blog post over there at Twitter, stating that if you clicked or viewed an ad for a third-party mobile app since May of 2018, it just might have shared your info like your country code and when you engaged with the ad. Now, Twitter's saying that data stayed within Twitter, so don't worry about it. And those glitches they're talking about, those were fixed just a few days ago, on August 5th. Now, is it a big security risk? No, probably not. It's nothing like we've seen with Facebook last year. But it is showing us that tech companies, a lot of times, they don't have any idea what the hell's going on. And usually, they find out about it a little too late. At least this time, it wasn't really damaging. But hey, there's always an next, right? Yeah. And finally, ever heard of the Microsoft MSDN magazine? Yes, I said magazine. Well, Microsoft started publishing this thing all the way back in the late 1980s. In the 2000s, Microsoft basically consolidated both of these Microsoft Systems Journal and Microsoft Internet Developers into one magazine and just called it MSDN. If you're sitting there thinking, I never subscribed to it, well, neither did I. And apparently they've lost those subscribers that did know about it over the past decade, so they're saying, it's time to retire it. So MSDN magazine will publish its last issue this November. Oh. Now, if you really want to go back for prosperity, you can always go online, like everything else nowadays. All archived issues will be available there. Microsoft will now focus that work through docs.microsoft.com. And if you're a current MSDN Magazine subscriber, you'll also receive a prorated refund. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is, of course, our website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network, including all access to all of our podcasts, our blog, and review section over there, too. Give us a like on Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Friday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, enjoy your Thursday, and thank you so much for listening.